If you went outside without your coat and then you wanted it, you might ask me, would you run inside and what me my coat?
Yeah, go inside and bring me my coat.
Okay. So then I'd say, so then I went in and I what you your coat.
You went in and got it, huh?
And I what you your coat.
Yeah, you brought her. Well, I'd say okay. Thank you.
And I'd say, here I have
your coat.
I have what you your coat.
Yeah.
As I tell you, here I have what you... Well,
you said you got my coat, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh. And something that a woman would wear over her dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
kind of ink you use? Well, some use blue ink, some black, and some of them got red ink.
Uh-huh. What do you call this thing here?
That's a pencil, ain't it?
Or a, if it has ink, it's a...
what would you call it, a pen?
Uh-huh. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
safety pin.
And a dime is worth...
what's that?
A dime. Money. You know, a dime is worth...
yeah. A dime?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess it's just worth a dime, ain't it?
Well, you could say it's worth 2 nickels or it's
yeah,
worth...
2 nickels or 10 cents.
Uh-huh. And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Why, he'd go to church.
What would he wear?
Well, I have seen him go to church with their pants and shirt on, and I've seen him go without suits on in the summertime. Mm-hmm. Wear a coat and breeches, you know, shirt. Mm-hmm. Most time, though, they wear a suit.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, in the wintertime, they have a winter suit, and then they have a summer suit, a thinner suit to wear in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when they had a three-piece suit?
Yeah, had a vest. Uh-huh. I don't see them all them kind of suits. I bought 3-4 in the last few years, and they don't make vests with them more, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I don't see any down here.
Mm-hmm.
You see down here, where you come out the north, didn't you?
I come, what?
Where's your home at?
Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
Atlanta, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's cold up there, ain't it? We don't have no cold weather here much.
Mm-hmm.
Just once in a while. We ain't had no cold weather here this winter to kill the grass. See how green it is out there?
And yeah, it has been awfully warm.
You still live in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Yeah, it's a couple of states over from here. It's
it
a
is.
State on the other side of Alabama.
Oh, it's on the other side of Alabama, huh?
Mm-hmm. What about something that men would wear if they're working around the barn? Something that comes up?
Well, some of them used to wear what they call overhauls.
Uh-huh.
With aprons, you know, and strap go over their shoulder, all made together into one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got another thing to wear, they call them coveralls. The whole thing's in a piece, you know, and you put it on, button it up in the front.
Mm-hmm. That has the long sleeves and everything?
Yeah, and some of them got short sleeves in them.
Mm-hmm. You say, that shirt used to fit me until I washed it in it.
It drawed up.
Or another way of saying that.
Swunk up.
Huh?
You could either say it swunk up, and some people say it drawed up.
Uh-huh.
When it swinks up, you see, it's too small for you.
Uh-huh. You'd say, it seems like every shirt I've washed recently has.
Yeah. But now, you know, they make them wash and wear.
Uh-huh.
And now here's like these pants. See that crease there?
Mm-hmm.
I guess these pants been washed 40, 50 times, and that crease stays. Now you don't have to iron them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call a crease in your pants, see that?
Mm-hmm.
Them old cheap clothes like we used to get, well, I had to press them
mm-hmm.
after they washed them, make them look good.
Mm-hmm. Say if you washed a shirt and then it got smaller, you'd say that...
swunk up.
Or that this seems like every shirt I've washed has...
swunk, huh?
Uh-huh. And I hope this new shirt won't...
yeah.
Won't what?
Swank up.
Uh-huh. Sam, if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them